I'm from the Netherlands, so sorry for my English. If you don't understand me, please raise your hand and I will try to clarify. GoSciety stands for a society of active and independent seniors. And on top of that, we provide tools for the informal and formal caregivers to catch their clients and their loved ones before they fall. Just get me the clicker. So we are addressing the main challenges of aging. And as I said, the main challenge for us is the challenge of falls. I think you know the challenge of falls, the impact it has on seniors. Today, Mr. Johnson or Mrs. Johnson is completely 100% independent. After a fall, she will be 100 or can be 100% dependent. That's the aspect of the senior, which is huge. But there is also a financial impact. 9,000 euros is the average cost for an insurance company when a senior is falling, 9,000 euros. In a small country like the Netherlands, 80,000 people go to the first aid because of a fall. I did not look up the numbers for the UK, but it's much larger. Before we started our company, we worked together on a big report of 250 pages to understand what are the specific needs of the seniors. And what we learned is that they are not interested in ICT in general at all. You have to make it relevant for them. That's really important for the adaptation. It should be mobile because the 65 years olds are starting their new youth. So they are outgoing, they are active, they go outside the house, so it must be mobile. It should be easy to use, which is simple to say, open door, but really a challenge, as you all know. But the most important thing, what seniors really dislike, is stigmatizing. That's really what they dislike. So it should for sure not be stigmatizing. When you look at the daughters and the daughters-in-law, they have a busy life themselves. They have their family, their jobs, and on top they have to take care of their parents or neighbors. So they want peace of mind, yes, but they also want efficiency. And looking at government, insurance companies, they of course want to manage the cost of aging. And more consensus, also scientifically, is that if you have active and happy seniors, that will also be have a positive effect on the cost. So what have we developed? We have developed a smartphone application because we strongly believe, that's our vision, that the smartphone will become more important for seniors than it is already today for the younger generation, because the smartphone will support them in their day-to-day activities. And not in the last place, because of the Internet of Things. This is Max, our oldest test user. We have a large group of test users. We are very happy with them. He is the most critical one. He is now 94 years old. And when 2 years ago I came to his place and asked him if he wanted to carry the smartphone around, he said, yes, Frank, I will help you, but I will not use it. I have a fixed line. I make 5 times or 10 times a call a week. Why do I need a smartphone? Now, 2 years later, Max doesn't go to the toilet, doesn't go outside without his smartphone. He lives in the south of the Netherlands. His children and grandchildren live in the north. Every 3 weeks on Sunday afternoon, they come and visit him. And 3 weeks is a long time. He's a very proud man. He would never say that he is lonely or... And yes, they made a calls about how his life doing and how things are going. But today he has a family WhatsApp, and he says to me, every day I receive a message, a little picture, a video of my grandchildren and my children. I'm much more connected to the inner circle of my family again. And that's the strength of the smartphone, connecting him around his family and neighbors. So the smartphone becomes a smart companion. And basically, how did we do that? Because if you look at the penetration, also in the UK, of smartphones among elderly, it's really low. And that's all to do with the complexity. So we put a layer on top of Android, which takes away that complexity. So Max can personalize the user interface. He can have 4 icons, or he can have 104 icons. And Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Johnson want to play Wordfreud, and Max is interested in museas. So they can personalize. And on top of that, in the background, non-invasive, automatically, we keep track. We look at trends, abnormalities, and if there is something, he will be informed, and if he allows, also his informal or formal caregivers will be informed. We look at geofencing, activity monitoring, fall detection, fall risk assessment, a lot of applications which all run in the background. Then we have the Go Live Assist, which is an application for the informal caregiver. In this case, the daughter of Max. Remotely, she can look over Max activities. But she can also support Max in terms of adding the latest family pictures. Or adding, because Max doesn't know the Play Store, doesn't have a credit card, adding a specific app he wants. So she can really be of help remotely and organize that care in an efficient way. Last but not least, we have the Go Live Wear. It's a wearable connected via Bluetooth low energy to the smartphone. It has all the sensors in it that we need to do the sophisticated measurements we are doing. So that when Max takes a shower, he can wear it on his, as a necklace, or he can put it on his belt. And because in the shower, normally you don't have your smartphone with you. So if there would be a fall event, also now, Max is protected. We gather a lot of quantitative data, but it's also important, we learned, to inform and to have subjective data available. So we have very simple questionnaires where Max, by four smileys, can indicate, in this case, the risk, the fear of falling, because we learned that the fear of falling has a big impact on the chance that you fall. So in this perspective, we are able, in a very user-friendly interface, which we tested with seniors, to learn more about the senior quality of life aspects. Of course, we can also, with Bluetooth Low Energy, add a weighting scale or a blood pressure device to increase the data to be able to be more on trends and abnormalities and to look at preventive measurements. What we are really proud of is our fall risk assessment. And all our applications are validated. So our activity monitoring is validated, our fall detection is validated, and also our fall risk assessment is validated. How did we do that? 65 people went through the 3 traditional methodologies of detecting a fall. The up and go test, the Puma test, the functional reach test. And these 65 people also walked around with 15 days with our application. And the scores and the correlation between those scores were, I need to take my medicine, sorry for that, are very strong. So that means that, of course, it's interesting that we are able to detect a fall when Max would fall, but it's even better to prevent him from falling. And then, of course, if he has a high score, we look at gait speed, we look at walking asymmetry, he can take action in a very simple way to do exercises to improve again his balance or his other aspects. So that's how we try to prevent Max, in this case, from falling. This is, in short, my presentation. We believe that the smartphone will become very important. We, together with our partners, are developing the tri-code for seniors, because between now and 5 years, while Max is calling, his main characteristics and body measurements will be taken. And we think, and with our partners, we build every 6 months new functionalities to get to that point. Thank you.